This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Bart in Valdosta, Georgia. Hi, Bart.
Hey, Hank. Love your show. I'm interested in hearing what your biblical understanding is of when divorce is permissible. And from what I recall, divorce is permissible, one, where a non-believing spouse wants to leave a believing spouse, and this is from 1 Corinthians 7, and the other would be where adultery is involved. From your understanding, are these two instances where divorce would be permissible, and are there other times when it'd be permissible?
I think there's a good article that we featured in the Christian Research Journal. There are legitimate circumstances in which a person can get a divorce and can move on because the other party has violated the marriage covenant. And there are sins against the marriage that can rise to the same level of covenant unfaithfulness as adultery and desertion, including physical abuse, refusal to work and support the family, illegal activities that threaten the safety of the family. But Paul and Jesus, they always make clear one point: divorce is always because of the hardness of our hearts. And men, particularly in the culture in which Paul was writing, would put away a woman for any or every reason. And Paul and Jesus are putting a stop to that. They're putting a stop to men treating women as though they were a possession, and saying you can't try to look for loopholes by which you can do away with one woman and marry another. That's the basic premise. And we should follow that edict today. That is the spirit of the law. So in any situation, we can't say, okay, you made a mistake, you were unfaithful, you're out. No, that's being hard-hearted. Even in that circumstance, the greater good is always reconciliation, forgiveness. So the point here is not to look for a loophole. The point is to try to preserve marriage if at all possible. Therefore, in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul also says that if the unbeliever is willing to stay, do not get a divorce. Again, the reconciliation that comes through faith in Christ ultimately becomes the benchmark for all of our relationships.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.